As Iraq struggles for stability, President Bush has been focused on domestic issues. He's in Virginia today to promote his ideas for Social Security. And Social Security was a major theme in the president's primetime press conference last night.
For the past 60 days, I've traveled our country making it clear to people we have a problem. That's the first step of any legislative process, is to explain to the people the nature of the problem. And the American people understand we have a problem.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams joins me now. And Juan, the president finally gave specifics last night about his Social Security plan. Tell us more.
Well, you know, the most interesting part of this, Madeline, had to do with the notion of some sort of progressive benefit structure that would benefit more people at the lower income levels and make less benefits available to those at the upper income. You can imagine the response. Already Republicans here in Washington are saying, this is the first time the president has ever laid out specifics, but that sounds to many like it's going to be a benefit cut, and therefore the feared word welfare, that this now becomes a welfare structure for Social Security, something that obviously President Roosevelt, when he first introduced it, was careful to avoid, that it was something for all Americans. Now that calls into question the whole support, political support base for Social Security. On the other hand, people are saying, well, wait a second, if this is linked to the private accounts, then this is possibly a way for the president to create victory. After his 60-day tour failed to boost his poll ratings, most Americans, 2 out of 3, still think that his handling of Social Security and the private account plan are a mess and don't approve of it.
Okay, and another matter, the president continues to defend John Bolton. That's his pick for United Nations ambassador. And here's what he said last night about John Bolton.
John Bolton's a blunt guy. Sometimes people say I'm a little too blunt. John Bolton can get the job done at the United Nations.
Juan, Bolton's nomination has become increasingly shaky in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. What does the president have to do to make sure that Bolton is confirmed?
Well, what their White House is trying to do, Madeline, is change the topic of conversation, the way that people view it. Previously, everything was about John Bolton, about his allegedly bullish behavior, rudeness to people, even distorting intelligence data that didn't conform to his preconceptions. Now, what the White House is trying to say is this is really a conversation about the United Nations and about the need to reform the United Nations, and playing on the fact that most Americans have a negative impression of the United Nations and even some anger at the United Nations for the failure to support U.S. policy with regard to Iraq. So what we see here is that the president is saying, you know what, I still have confidence in Bolton. I'm speaking out for Bolton, and I'm calling on my allies to come around in support of Bolton because Bolton stands in contradiction to a United Nations that most Americans don't like.
Meanwhile, public opinion polls show the president losing ground with many Americans. He's got low figures, the lowest in more than a year. How might that affect his prospects for his second term? Is he already being called a lame duck?
He is, Madeline. That's the, you know, I think people are slow to get that into public. That's why I laugh to myself, because I don't hear that much in public expression. Here we are on the radio. But but yes, you hear that now because, you know, it's interesting. It's not just Bolton. It's Terry Schiavo. It's Social Security. And so people are just saying, you know, it may be that he's played his cards at this point, because what you have is, especially in the House, people concerned about elections coming next year, concerned that they, in fact, they're going to be hung out to dry by a president who is pushing them to the wall on so many issues. The possibility of the nuclear option in the Senate is unpopular with the American people. The president clearly is making the case that those are his judicial nominees. And a lot of people are starting to say, wait a second, is this about President Bush? Is this about Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, and his presidential ambitions? Well, what about the rest of us? And this is conversation in the Republican Party, and therefore they're starting to use the term like, well, wait a second, our interests are separate from his because he's a lame duck. And of course, the Democrats have very little interest in supporting the president at this point on Social Security, on the judicial nominees. So you're not going to see the support come out of that quarter.
Juan Williams is a senior correspondent for NPR. He joins us each Friday to talk about politics. Thanks, Juan. Have a great weekend.
You too, Madeline. Good to be with you.